George H.W. Bush at times was saddled with an image that belied his bravery and experience. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports about his life before he died Friday at the age of 94.
In late 1987, Newsweek ran a cover story titled Fighting the Wimp Factor with a picture of Bush steering a boat.
It's hard for me to comprehend how he could be viewed as a wimp.
Presidential historian Barbara Perry says it made no sense. Bush was an ex-CIA chief and before that, a bona fide war hero, a fighter pilot who was shot down over the Pacific during World War II.
Bailed out and held on to a life raft until he was saved by a U.S. Navy submarine.
And later ordered military action as commander-in-chief.
Tonight, the battle has been joined.
Perry says Bush may have sounded gentle, but he could also play tough guy when needed. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And AP's Jackie Quinn has more on the reaction to his death.
President Trump, attending the G20 summit in Argentina, released a statement praising former President George H.W. Bush for his essential authenticity, disarming wit, and unwavering commitment to faith, family, and country. Former President Obama writes that Bush's life was a testament to the notion that public service is a noble, joyous calling. The Clintons, who teamed up with the senior Bush for tsunami relief, are recalling his kindness, as is Joanne Drake, who knew former Vice President Bush when she worked in the Reagan White House.
An extraordinary human being, and he served this country from the time he was 18 years old until the time he died.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And just minutes after he landed in Argentina for the G20 summit, U.S. President Trump made clear that there were other things on his mind besides the meeting of the world's leading economies. This is VOA News. Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador.